Massive victory yesterday, obviously because of the spot in a 2-2 series, but also because the Saturday game was just so freaking heartbreaking in the fact that the Dodgers couldn't close it out.
I mean, if you really break down this series, the Dodgers should have already won the World Series. they lost game two because of a botched double play ball by Kike Hernandez, which he never does. It's just one of those things that just happened. And then, of course, you had that whatever the hell just happened on Saturday night. But to me, that was arguably the best World Series game I had ever watched. The Dodgers just will not stop scoring two-out runs, back and forth. And I just the only thing I don't understand is the amount of people, if any time the Dodgers lose, the amount of Dodger fans that are calling for one Dave Roberts' head and anyone else that they can catch the shrapnel of. And this time it happened to be Kenley Jansen. I can't believe Dodger fans, after Jansen blew the save, didn't immediately go, well, this is clearly Kershaw's fault. He can't pitch in October.
Well, okay, there's a lot there to follow up on. But I'm going to start with the play, the crazy play to end the game, the error at center, the error at catcher, Kenley Jansen not being where he's supposed to be. Like, who do you put the most fault on there?
I'm going to go with Kenley Jansen. Hear me out on this. The fact that he didn't back up was a bigger deal than people think. Now, that being said, would it have made a complete difference? Maybe not. But the fact that you saw Will Smith make a swipe tag to someone that wasn't even there, in fact, was lying on the ground 30 feet up the line, it would have been really nice if they had, say, a pitcher behind home plate backing up, letting the catcher know, hey, he fell down 30 feet up the line. But that wasn't what happened, because Kenley Jansen was up the line next to him for some reason. It's literally the one place he shouldn't be, and for some reason he's not there. It's just that was a little infuriating, that watching that portion of the play. I understand his frustration. Kenley Jansen has been known to be one of the best closers in baseball for the last decade. I get it. It's the World Series. You just blew a save. You got to handle your job, and unfortunately he didn't handle his business that night in every facet. That's literally stuff.
You also mentioned Kershaw. Are we done with the Clayton Kershaw sucks in the postseason narrative?
In my opinion, we've been done with it for a couple of years, but no one will let it go. It's going to take one thing and one thing only. The Dodgers have to win the World Series. If the Dodgers win the World Series, finally, this will be treated what it is. Kershaw is actually quite good in October. Yes, his World Series history has his ERA a little high, but keep in mind, there is a little bit of skewing based on that four-run inning that he gave up in 2017 to a team that knew every pitch that was coming.
Is this series over?
No, because I don't trust what the Dodgers are going to do with Gonsolin. What they've done with him for the last couple of weeks is they've been either using an opener, using him as an opener, and piggybacking. The Dodgers have not been successful so far against the Rays when it comes to using bullpen games. I think they should just let Gonsolin go out there and pitch. Give him his five innings. See what he does. If this becomes a bullpen matchup, I don't like it for L.A. I do think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. I've been saying Dodgers in six all along, but I think that we might actually get a Game 7 out of this.
Cody Decker is with us, a former 51, longtime Major League, minor league baseball player. Sorry about that. Major League Baseball player as well.
Oh, yeah. How terrible that you made my resume sound better than it is.
I know.
You're a jerk.
I know. How do you think they've handled May throughout, or he just hasn't earned it?
I don't understand the process. I mean, yesterday he looked great, and I didn't agree with pulling him out when they did, just like I didn't agree with pulling out Kershaw. But what's important is that they won. I think they're still trying to figure out what to do with him in October. He's very young. I think he's better off just like Gonsolin, just throw him out there and let him pitch his game.
Yep.
Stop trying to manipulate his usage with openers and everything. You're the Los Angeles Dodgers. You don't do openers. Your payroll is $700 million, practically. The Rays have to do this. They don't have a choice. Let them do it. You're the Dodgers. Be the Dodgers.